one married and divorced the same woman four times in 1 month because the local labor laws claim that he can get paid 8 days off after getting married. So he did it four times in 1 month. His company didn't want to pay him, but a labor board says, yes, they have to, because this guy found a loophole. Unethical, but legal. I never find loopholes in anything. I always wind up paying the max. Everybody just finds these loopholes on how to get away with stuff. All right, here's an odd but true. It takes 27,000 trees to make all the toilet paper the world goes through in 1 day. Whoa. And if you wanted to buy the parts in an iPhone back in 1991, it would cost you $12.66 million. That's not even including the camera or the screen. 7 o'clock on the Noggin Now. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me here this morning at WRJN. It's news time.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Donald Trump is expected to speak at Trump Tower a day after a New York jury found him guilty on all 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to cover up hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Correspondent Matt Piper was at the courthouse.
The jury asked to review several portions of testimony and the judge's instructions Thursday morning before deliberating behind closed doors for several hours. Then the verdict, just as the second day of deliberation was about to end. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
We have the most important voice of all, and that's the voice of the jurors. They have spoken.
Soon after, Trump spoke.
The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people. And they know what happened here.
Trump faces three other felony indictments, but this New York case may be the only one to reach a conclusion before the November election.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe from the White House.
Just minutes after the verdict, the Biden and Trump campaign sent fundraising appeals to supporters with less than a month until their first scheduled debate. And Trump told his supporters, quote, I'm a political prisoner. Well, the president said to his, quote, there's only one way to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office. At the ballot box.
Voters in the battleground state of Michigan are weighing in.
I'm happy that they convicted him because, you know, he's not above the law.
The real surprise with me is going to be like what they actually punish him with and how much, you know, it's going to impact or not impact the election as we move forward.
Mr. Trump faces up to 4 years in prison. Legal experts like Loyola Law's Jessica Levinson don't expect that.
It's a possibility, but I do not think it's a probability. First time offender, non-violent felonies.
Sentencing is July 11th, just 4 days before the Republican National Convention kicks off in Milwaukee. The man accused of killing a nursing student at the University of Georgia makes a court appearance. WSB's Austin Eller.
An arraignment is set for 11 this morning in Athens for 26-year-old Jose Ibarra. He's charged with the brutal murder of 22-year-old Lakin Riley, who was jogging on UGA's campus at the time of her death. Ibarra is a Venezuelan national unlawfully living in the United States.
Officials in Minneapolis say a police officer was shot and killed as he tended to a man who appeared to need medical help. That man pulled the trigger. Mayor Jacob Frey.
His life, his service, and his name will forever be remembered in the city of Minneapolis.
A gunman and a third person also killed. More than 201,000 customers still have no power from this week's storms in Texas, and they've just declared a new tornado emergency. Hail the size of baseball slammed Colorado overnight. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant. The taste of love in every bite. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A ghost gun ring was being run by a group of teenagers in Kenosha. That's according to the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. An investigation was started after the theft of a gun from a sporting goods store in Paddock Lake April 2nd. During a traffic stop earlier this month, police recovered stolen firearms from a vehicle carrying the teens, leading to search warrants that uncovered untraceable ghost guns and gun assembly parts at their homes. Seven high school-aged teenagers were arrested, who confessed to manufacturing and selling the firearms. The ransomware attack on Ascension is still causing an impact. The healthcare provider has been dealing with a hack for almost a month, with hackers restricting access to parts of its network. The incident has affected operations across Ascension's hospitals and clinics, prompting the organization to seek assistance from the FBI. Some doctors were able to regain partial access to electronic medical records this week. However, the recovery process remains ongoing. Ascension staff has been forced to rely on handwritten documentation, leading to significant delays across the Ascension network. Root River Revelry is planned for this weekend in Racine. The Root River Environmental Education Community Center is kicking off its 2024 season with a grand opening celebration. It starts at 10 and runs through 4 tomorrow. The community is invited to the West 6th Street Center to check out what the Root River offers through crafts, raffles, and kayak and canoe rentals. The REC was founded in 2008 as a partnership between UW Parkside and the city of Racine. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another dramatic Brewers win. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the eighth, all tied up 4-4. Full count, Gary Sanchez at the plate. The Cubs' Tyson Miller on the mound. Brian Anderson, Bally Sports Wisconsin with the call.
Full count to every batter this inning. Sanchez, high fly ball, center field.
.422 drive to center field, and the Brewers went on to win 6-4 over the Cubs, taking the series 3-1. Manager Pat Murphy on the season Sanchez has had so far.
He gives you a great at bat. Like the guy, yeah, he's going to have some strikeouts, but the guy's dangerous, and everybody in the league knows it.
The Brewers homestand continues tomorrow night with a 3-game series over the weekend against the Chicago White Sox. From American Family Field in Milwaukee, with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 57 tomorrow. Some rain in the morning, gradually clearing by late afternoon with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
I got my colonoscopy. A little scary going in. Everything's fine. I was nervous. The doctor called me 3 days before, and he said, here's how it's going to go down, Kev. The day before the procedure, you don't eat at all. The morning of the procedure, I'm going to take a camera, and I'm going to sneak it into your colon, and I'm just going to keep feeding it up there. And don't worry, if I see any abnormalities, I'm just going to burn them off on the spot. I was like, whoa, I can't eat anything the day before? He's like, no. I'm like, why not? He said, because when we get in there, I was like, we? He's like, yeah, the team. I'm like, the team? I always thought a colonoscopy was an individual sport, like bowling or archery.
Yeah.
710 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Pass it on. Tell a friend. Hey, feeling distracted at work when you get to work this morning? All right. The average person gets distracted at work every 22 minutes. Here are the top things grabbing our attention. Loud talkers, ringing phones, unnecessary meetings, a constant stream of emails, getting up to make coffee, gossiping, and loud typing. You mean on the keyboard? It's loud? The keyboard I'm using here is very soft. I don't hear any noise on it. Yeah, I could, the meetings thing. I hear a lot of people complaining about that. Every time I go to work, there's meetings all day long. I'm not getting anything done. I guess distractions at work. Hey, sunny today. Going to be a beautiful day with a high near 70 right now at Radio Park. We've got sunshine. Beautiful morning. 52 degrees.
Spread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Hey, funny man Johnny Beaner bringing special guests for a big comedy show at Festival Hall Friday, June 7th. I'd like to win a pair of tickets. All right, you can in just a moment here at WRJN. But first, here's Neil Diamond.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm found. When it's done, I run out to see my baby. We get through it when the sun goes down. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. To forget the day. They are up upside down. Baby, chase it away. Chase it away. I get a relaxation. On the night time. And it's time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time. I thank the Lord for you. I'll talk about plans now, baby. I got plenty.
nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. I get a relaxation. It's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. To forget the day. They have up a tight time. Baby, chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. Thank the Lord for you. Now.
You spoke, we listened. Local dealers and Timeless Hits are back here on URJN. I'm going to give you now some great advice. Work advice nobody will ever tell you. But I'm going to tell you now. Someone asked a bunch of HR experts to name the things you should never store on your work computer. Here are the top five. They said they've seen people get in trouble for, obviously, pornography, personal photos or videos, video games, anything related to a side job or job search. You think that would be obvious, wouldn't you? And anything that has to do with offensive jokes or memes. It's hard to believe people actually put pornography on their work computer. What are these people thinking? All right, I've got tickets to give away to funny man Johnny Beaner. He's coming to Racine's Festival Park. It's Laughs by the Lake comedy series starring comedian Johnny Beaner and special guests Sasha Rosser and Dana Erman at Festival Hall coming up Friday, June 7th. I've got tickets right now to give away. You want a pair of tickets? You haven't won anything in the past 60 days? Give me a call right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. That's 262-634-9756. The phone lines are open. Give a call right now. I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see Johnny Beaner and company. Very funny, clean family show at Festival Hall Friday, June 7th. 262-634-9756.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebakers in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebakers' great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our Studebakers, meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Spring and Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
Make Racine Civic Center your choice to host your next event. From historic Memorial Hall and its many unique rooms, to Festival Hall and its unmatched view of Racine's Harbor, to Rotary Park adjacent to the harbor for outdoor events, no event is too big or too small for our staff of event professionals. Let us host your wedding, quinceañera, corporate event or trade show or festival, or bring us an idea for something new. See all Racine Civic Center has to offer and arrange a tour at festivalpark.com.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, congratulations. John is the latest winner of tickets to go see Johnny Beaner in concert Friday, June 7th at Festival Hall. And, hey, John, I appreciate you calling up and winning the tickets. Congratulations. Hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you, and have a blessed day yourself.
Oh, thank you very much. And by the way, what town do you live in, by the way? We all like to keep track of that.
I live in Racine.
All right, the Golden City of Racine. All right. Hey, John, congratulations. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the show. That's Friday, June 7th.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now. All right, another winner. Hey, now if you say, oh, no, he gave away all the tickets. I have no way to win. No, we have four more pair for next week. I just found that out this morning. We actually are going to do four more pair next week, Monday through Thursday. So you do have a chance to win tickets to go see Johnny Beaner and his show, comedy show, at Festival Hall. So keep it right here. WRJN Mornings, all next week.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN. Thank you.
It's 727 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. I think we have three new movies opening up on the big screen this weekend. That's straight ahead. Then we'll talk to Mike Clemens about sports. That's all coming up in the next half hour. And timeless hits with the Beach Boys here on WRJN. Hey, it's coming at 10:54 this morning. A study found the average American starts swearing by 10:54 a.m. each morning. We experience 1,205 stressful events a day. Money, number one, I think stresses us out the most. And the top way we deal with stress is by listening to music. I didn't make that up. I'm not just saying that. That's how we deal with stress. But we all start swearing by 10:54, or in radio, maybe a little sooner. Hey, it's 7:30 on the noggin. It's news time. Then we're talking movies with Brett Hoffman, followed by sports with Mike Clemens. Keep it right here at WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed.
This report is sponsored by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Slow down and relax for a sweet treat. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A plea deal has been reached in the embezzlement case involving funds from Racine's Sonnenberg School. Heather Wentholt from Cedarburg faced allegations of misusing nearly $90,000 of the school's money for personal spending. In Racine County Court this week, Wentholt pleaded guilty to three offenses with seven charges dismissed. Kenosha Unified is likely looking for more taxpayer money. The school board this week approved the selection of the Donovan Group as a referendum planning consultant. The firm will help the district provide planning, community engagement strategies, messaging guidance, and legal compliance information for a potential operational referendum. It'll cost $6,000 to have the company try to convince voters. The Biden campaign is hoping for a Buena Sera in Milwaukee. First Lady Jill Biden and the Secret Service protection that goes with her will be in the downtown area this evening, where she's set to speak during the opening ceremonies of Festa Italiana. Her address is scheduled for about 6, which means traffic impacts will be seen an hour or two before and after that time. Festa Italiana returns to the Summerfest grounds this year. Racine's beaches are back. North Beach and Zoo Beach are gearing up for the summer season, with North Beach opening tomorrow. Zoo Beach follows suit next Saturday. A statement from Racine Parks Recreation and Cultural Services says North Beach lifeguards will be on duty from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. At Zoo Beach, lifeguards will be on duty Saturday and Sundays from 10 to 5:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This is the first year in history that games will be played on artificial turf and not natural grass at the Duck Pond for the Madison Mallards. And the reasoning behind it? Well, some of it has to do with making it easier to transition the field now that they are adding the Madison Nightmare Softball League. So what does it take to care for these fields now? I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report, and Will Keeney, Director of Operations of the Madison Mallards, explains what his duties look like.
I try and drag the warning track with our nail drag on our three-wheeler every couple of days. If it's game day, I'll do it every game day. But last year with grass, we were constant water, the dirt in the infield. And this year, obviously, we don't have to, so it's pretty minimal. Grass still gets mowed three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's a little bit funky with softball going on. If we have the softball fence in the outfield, obviously we can't mow. So, like I said, still some quirks. We're working through it, but that's the schedule right now.
That was Will Keeney, Director of Operations for the Madison Mallards. I'll have a look at your morning markets right after this.
If you got to take one for the team, at least look to Bobcat Plus to help you out. Bobcat Plus has been keeping you from the aches and the pains of the tough jobs for years. Bobcat Plus carries new and used Bobcat equipment, and all locations have a full service department, parts, and rentals. They're in Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere, featuring a full lineup of compact wheel and truck loaders, mini excavators, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, hundreds of hard-working attachments, and so much more. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
What do you look for in a lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making for your farm or ranch, agribusiness, investment, or community. Someone who values relationships. Someone who, when you face adversity, looks you in the eyes and says, "We are here." Find the lending partner you're looking for at Compeer Financial. Visit Compeer.com to get started today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your morning markets. Cash corn is trading at 451 and three quarters, up 3 cents. New crop corn is trading at 473 and a quarter, up 2 1/4 cents. Cash beans are trading at 1218 and three quarters, up 9 cents. And new crop beans are trading at 1198 and a half, up 8 1/2 cents. Cash wheat is trading at 690 and three quarters, up 9 3/4. And new crop wheat is trading at 711 and three quarters, up 9 1/4 cents. June Class 3 milk contract is trading at $19.46, up 10 cents. And July milk is trading at $19.90, up 4 cents. Barrel cheese closed yesterday at $1.94, down 2 cents. 40-pound block cheese had no change and closed at $1.81. And the AA butter closed up 5.5 cents at $3.03. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 57 tomorrow. Some rain in the morning, gradually clearing by late afternoon with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
So, did you guys read your horoscopes? No. No? Okay. I don't read them because I think they're flim-flam, you know? And it seems to me what they do is they just write them really broad and vague just so they can get as many people as they can to, like, sort of relate to them, you know? What I think they should do instead is write them really, really specific and just make a handful of people, like, freak out. You know, you turn open the paper in the morning, it's like, Pisces. Hey, Steve. How's it going? Another day at the office, eh? Anywho, you know that guy Tony from Payables, you know, with the mustache, always talking about a speedboat? Yeah, you should kill him. And then you turn on the news, like, this just in, four Tonys have been killed by four Steves. Horoscope guys, I don't know what you're talking about. It's in the stars.
Hey, say good morning to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Don.
All right. We've got movies, and we've got three movies coming up. It's hard to believe the summer season's underway because, it's not really summer yet. And I think when Jaws opened up, didn't Jaws open up in June? I don't think it opened up in Memorial Day weekend, did it? I know I'm springing this on you.
No, well, it actually opened up in June when it came out.
Yeah, so that was the summer season. And the summer used to be a dumping ground for movies at one time. They didn't really bring the big movies out in the summer because everyone was on vacation. And that all changed with Jaws. So we got three new movies coming out. Let's talk about them.
That's right. All started in 1975, so we have to go back there. It was almost 50 years ago that the summer movie season was born, and here we are. We're coming off of Memorial Day weekend that had Furiosa, that had Garfield, and also had IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends, do very well, and I think we can take a look and see what other movies are coming up in June. Right now, we've got three movies that are out for release this week, and the first one is an anime film. It is called Haiku the Dumpster Battle. It's rated PG-13. This is an anime movie that's being distributed by Crunchyroll and Sony Pictures, and it's based off a weekly series, and this is kind of a slice-of-life sports anime series. This one's about a high school volleyball team that's advancing in one of the biggest high school tournaments. Anime has been drawing dramatic audiences, huge audiences over the past couple of years, and keeps on building. It keeps on becoming popular. If you haven't seen an anime film, you should really go and watch one, because watching just snippets of one doesn't give you a feel for the whole thing. So
now what is anime? For people that don't know, I know it's got those characters with the big wide eyes. All the characters always look alike in all the anime films. So what is anime?
Yeah, anime is a style of Japanese animation, and it is typically relies on a lot of hand drawing, but now that's also being done digital as well. So it comes from Japan. It has to do with a lot of detail regarding hand drawn animation still, and it's just got a different look and a different feel to it than what I would call classical family animation. So it's anime. Take a look at it. There's a bunch of companies doing that, including this one, Crunchyroll, that's putting out some of these great pictures with Sony. And if you haven't watched one of these, go right ahead. You can see some of these with some of the Dragon Ball Z series and other things like that. But anime is something that it may not be for everyone, but everyone should try it. And it looks fantastic up at the big screen.
Yeah, my favorite was Spirited Away. I think it came out in the 80s or 90s. Remember that film by... it starts with an M, the guy who directed Mizoraki or something like that. Yeah, Spirit of the Way was a really good anime film. All right, what else you got for us?
Okay, so the next one's coming up. We have got Ezra coming up. So Ezra is a rated R film, but it's really, really heartwarming. In fact, we used Ezra a couple weeks back as one of our mystery movies. So this was one of our $5 mystery movies that people came in. They didn't know what they were going to see. Everyone that watched this as part of our mystery movie came out of this saying, a lot of people didn't know about the picture, but everyone loved it. It's a heartwarming movie about this comedian. His name is Max, and he co-parents this autistic son that's named Ezra with his ex-wife. And he's faced all of these decisions about Ezra's future because he's having trouble at school and things are getting difficult, and Max takes him on this life-changing cross-country journey. So it's a comedy, but it's also a drama about the relationship between this father and son, one that happens to be autistic, and the talent in this movie goes on and on. The comedian that plays the lead role, his name is Bobby Cannavale. He plays Max. His wife Jenna is played by Rose Byrne. And Robert De Niro plays his father. So you've got a lot of talent in the main roles. And then along the way, you see people like Whoopi Goldberg and Wayne Wilson and some other cameos that I don't want to spoil that come up in the movie. So there's a lot of people in this movie. And it's called Ezra. It's rated R. And this one's a great drama to go watch and just feel good about things afterwards.
You know, my wife asked me, did Brett tell you what the mystery movie was? I said, no, his lips are sealed. This guy can keep a secret.
Yeah, you know, we try to keep that one a secret. In fact, even if you go to one of our mystery movies and ask the concession attendants, they won't tell you either, because that's part of the surprise. I think that's part of the kinetic energy there about, you know, talking with people beforehand. People are talking, they're theorizing what they're going to see, and then the movie comes up, and it's a surprise. And then into the lobby, people talk about what they've just seen. So our next mystery movie is coming up, by the way, on June 17th. So go ahead and reserve your tickets for that one. But June 17th, a little over 2 weeks away, we've got our next one. But that's a great transition, because The next movie I'm going to talk to you about is a third movie that's opening up this week, was also one of our mystery movie choices. This past Monday on Memorial Day night, we played a mystery movie, and that movie was Summer Camp. And it's rated PG-13. And this one stars Kathy Bates, Dan Keaton, and Alfred Woodard. They are three senior childhood best friends that have the opportunity to get back together and go to a summer camp reunion. It's a comedy. Besides the main cast, it also stars people like Beverly D'Angelo and Eugene Levy and plenty more. So this is a PG-13 comedy. People are enjoying this one as well. And it was a pleasant surprise for people that saw it as our mystery movie this past Monday.
All right, like the sneak previews they used to have in the 60s and early 70s. They used to have those sneak previews where you never knew what you were going to see. You had to show up, and some big movies turned out to be sneak previews, like Funny Girl. And The Wizard of Oz was a sneak preview movie in Oconomowoc. People didn't know what they were going to see when they saw it. So you never know. You take a chance. Most
you never
of the time,
know, and it's only $5. So take a chance, roll the dice, it's $5. And Frankie, and the other thing is you see all these movies early before they're released. So it's a really good way to see a movie early and see them, and it's a, you know, a great price to try to experiment and just have a good time.
All right, so those were our three movies. You said Ezra, Summer Camp, and the Crunchyroll movie. What's that?
Haiku the Dumpster Battle.
Okay. Now, you also have some retro movies. In other words, movies that, you know, you may have seen before, but never on the big screen because you weren't even born yet. So what do we have? What retro films you got coming out?
Yeah, and they're all playing this Sunday. And the first one is, it's the 45th anniversary of the original The Muppet Movie. And
45 years? Are you kidding? Holy mackerel.
Yeah, 45th anniversary of this one. But when we watch it, I think we all remember the Muppets as a skit-based program. But this was the Muppet Movie. And so many people, besides Jim Henson and Frank Oz kind of controlling everything in this movie, you had some great stars and cameos in this one. Mel Brooks, Steve Martin, Carol Kane, James Coburn, all. That's just a small list of the people that were in this movie. And I think that's what made this movie really fun and interesting for people. Not only did you have the Muppets, but you had all these different cameos and people popping up in it. But I know I've watched this movie with my 7-year-old son. It still holds up. So if you're a fan of the movie, go check it out. And you can bring your children as well to kind of pass this one along.
All right. Do you have any other ones this weekend?
Yeah, we have a couple more. The next one, there's two horror movies coming out. One is one horror movie. It's called The Ring. This is part of our Sinister Sunday series. So every single Sunday during this summer, we're going to bring back a horror movie for people to watch. And this one is The Ring. Hard to believe this one came out in 2002. Again, over 20 years old. But this one starred Naomi Watts as a journalist that had to investigate a videotape, which seems to cause the death of anyone 1 week to the day after they view it. People were absolutely terrified of this movie when it came out over 20 years ago, and it's still terrifying today. So that's The Ring, and it's part of our Sinister Sunday series, which is going on every single Sunday night during the summer. And then the next one is Scott Pilgrim versus the World. This one was released in 2010, but has a cult following to it. It stars Michael Cera. And this is basically a young man in Toronto that kind of has these fantasies and must defeat his girlfriend's kind of evil exes one by one to basically earn her heart. It's got a great soundtrack, which people looked at for this one, and has a very good cult following. So in addition to Michael Cera, it also stars Anna Kendrick. So there's so many people in this movie. Scott Pilgrim versus the World is another selection this Sunday.
You know, we did a show this week, an hour show, about the drive-in movie theaters in Racine and Kenosha during the 50s and 60s. And I told a story about when the Starlight, Marcus, you know, closed down the Starlight in Menominee Falls and tore it down. And I remember talking to somebody at Marcus at the time, and they said, "We're officially out of the drive-in movie business." And I was so sad when I heard you guys say, when they took down the Starlight. We used to go there all the time in Menominee Falls. It was right there on 41. And they said, "We're officially out of the drive-in movie business." And there were still a couple around, but, you know, people, you know, go for nostalgic reasons, maybe. All right. Got a lot of great movies opening this weekend. Go see a movie. Get into the air conditioned. lay down in the Barca lounger. Don't doze off in those. It's very easy to fall asleep in those Barca loungers. I got news for you. Very comfy. Get some popcorn. Go enjoy a movie. And, Brett, you'll be back with us next Friday once again, huh?
We'll be back. More movies coming up this summer. It's just starting to heat up. We'll see everyone at the movies.
All right, my friend. Bye-bye now. Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Good to have me here at 747 at WRJN. Coming up, we're talking sports in just a moment with Mike Clemens.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheatre.org for showtime times and tickets.
Ready to transform your body and change your life? Let Blue River CrossFit Racine help you build a healthier lifestyle. Blue River centers everything around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability. Their experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun. They also offer separate classes for kids and teens. This isn't just a gym. It's a like-minded community that's got your back. Getting started is easy. Visit Blue River CrossFit at 3801 Blue River Avenue in Racine or online at bluerivercrossfit.com.
Most of us can agree the decision to have an abortion should be between a person and their doctor. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, Senator Tammy Baldwin is standing up for our rights and working to keep politicians out of our medical decisions. After Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights was overturned, Tammy Baldwin introduced the Women's Health Protection Act, which would ensure access to abortion everywhere in the United States, including here in Wisconsin. The bill would end extreme abortion bans that have no exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother, and threaten doctors with criminal charges for providing abortion care. Senator Baldwin also introduced legislation that would protect the right to travel across state lines for reproductive health care and safeguard access to contraception. Call Senator Tammy Baldwin at 202-224-5653. Tell her thank you for fighting back against extreme abortion bans. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-357-6499. 800-357-6499. 800-357-6499.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
W-R-J-N. Hey, that's a good morning to Mike Clemens. We're talking sports with Mike. Hey, Mike, good talking to you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, before we get to the Brewers, before we get to the Packers, we have to start with the Badgers because they're going to play two Friday night games this year.
Friday night football for college football, you know, it's on Saturday nights is usually their prime games. Yeah, the Badgers made this announcement yesterday afternoon. The first game of the season, they play Western Michigan, is going to be on Friday night, August 30th at 8 o'clock. Now, I would think it's going to interfere with some of the high school games, although I know that that time of the year, some of the high school games are on Thursday nights, and that's what we had like last year. We brought back high school football on WRJN, and I know that was happening with some of our schedule. But anyway, it's going to be on Fox Sports 1 TV for television, and it'll be on WRJN as part of the Badgers Radio Network. You know, it's prime time. It's another night, and you know, it's better for viewership and better for revenue for the universities. The other one, it's going to be on Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. That's the 29th this year in November. That's going to be on a big network on CBS TV. That one will kick off at 11 a.m. That's that Paul Bunyan axe game that they, you know, whoever wins takes home the Paul Bunyan axe. But, yeah, that was something different. And, of course, the NFL goes round and round whether or not they're going to put some games on Saturday nights or whatever. But Friday night football for NCAA games.
That's kind of weird to have a college football. Now, I know they occasionally do it. But I don't think the Badgers, I can't remember the last time they ever played on a Friday night. Because high school football is Friday night.
Yeah. There was a story about that they had one some years ago. But again, this is a shift where they're trying to get eyeballs in prime time, and you know they're taking into account the athletes' bodies and short turnaround from the last game or to start off their season. So
you know it's funny
how it works out.
When I went to high school, we never played games on Friday night in high school. They were always Saturday afternoon. And I don't know,
that's what they did in Long Island, though, right? Because all our games were on Friday nights.
No.
Like the JVs played on Saturdays. So, you know what, though? You know, sometimes the parochial schools played on Saturdays, too, I remember.
Yeah, we never played on all our games because I remember even when I worked at the local radio station, they were always Saturday afternoon. And when I heard Friday Night Lights when I moved to Atlanta, and I said, when did this all start? Yeah. Where was I when this? Was I in a coma? When did this all start?
High school football is just huge in Georgia and Texas, to be sure.
All right, we're talking football with the Packers now. You know, it's hard to believe we're just starting summer. We're already talking football with the Packers.
Yeah, and I got my first chance to see this Xavier McKinney, who he's 24 years old. They picked him up in free agency, made him the highest paid safety in the NFL. And I was talking to one guy. He said, "So, you know, how good is he? Does he look kind of like Nick Collins, who was the safety when the Packers last won the Super Bowl in 2010?" I said, "No, you know, frankly, watching him rove all over the field, yell out commands, he kind of reminds me more of Charles Woodson, and just the way he's kind of slender, rangy, and you know, moves from left to right all over the field. He moves, seems to poke in and out wherever he wants to, wherever he thinks." The play is going to be, and he's very verbal. And then Jaire Alexander, who's their corner, highest paid corner they made in the NFL. You know, Jaire, he was sending out signals that he wasn't pleased with the defensive coordinator Joe Barry. Well, they ended up firing him, and then he had injuries last year, severe injuries. Later in the season, they wondered if he was kind of faking a back injury. Well, they ended up changing the strength and conditioning crew, and he even talked about, he's excited now about the Duke 2 crew. So, I wonder if this guy is a coach killer or what. First he got rid of the defensive coordinator, then he got rid of the strength and conditioning staff. And I've always liked him, but he's getting a little bit into the diva thing. I mean, we need to see this guy. If injuries happen, whatever, fine. But he needs to get more interceptions and deflected passes and live up to being the corner, the best corner in the NFL, because they've got plenty of young guys that were able to fill in last year.
Let's talk about the Brewers now. The Cubs just had a four-game stand here in Milwaukee, and now the White Sox are coming in for another homestand in Milwaukee.
Yeah, these were great games as always. And, of course, there was all that energy at AmFam Field because it was the first time that Craig Counsell was back. As manager now of the Cubs.
He got booed,
every
didn't he?
Time
he got booed.
Every time, Don. Well, you know, I mean, if he took a whiff of the field, the fans from Milwaukee were booing him. There was plenty of Cubs fans, though. They were kind of confusing games to cover because, if you look down at your notes and something happened, you hear a bunch of applause, you thought, the Brewers must have got a hit or something. You look up, and no, it's all the Cubs fans. I mean, the Cubs fans came in droves, as usual. And they had good crowds every night, about 30,000 or so. But, the Brewers, the young upstart Brewers, took 3 out of 4 games. And yesterday, Gary Sanchez, a free agent that they had picked up from the Yankees, crushed a homer in the eighth inning to break a 4-4 tie to win the 3rd out of 4th game and to improve the Brewers' standings in first place. They're now 5.5 games ahead of the Cubs, 5 games where the Cardinals, who have improved, and they're coming on. So Brewers in first place, a third into the season, pretty amazing. And they've still got 4 or 5 good guys that are coming back from injury.
So the White Sox are now coming in. And you had a theory, by the way, of why there are so many Chicago fans in Milwaukee.
Like Cubs fans?
Yeah, Cubs fans in Milwaukee.
Well, you know why? It's because the Cubs have been around forever. Our grandparents here in the Midwest, they in the 30s and 40s and early 50s, the Cubs were the team. The White Sox were there as well, but the Cubs were on radio and could get, you know, in South Dakota. My family's like from South Dakota and Sioux City, Iowa, and I always kind of wondered that, and it's because, you know, it goes back generations, and it's the same thing for here in Wisconsin. The Braves came in 1952, and they were here until they left in 65, 66 to Atlanta. Then Bud Selig got the Brewers going in 70, but that's why you still see so many, you know, Cubs fans, you know, in Racine County, Kenosha County, and you know, around these parts, is because it goes back a couple of generations.
You know, my uncle told me a story not too long ago, as a matter of fact, when the Dodgers left Brooklyn. He's from Brooklyn. When the Dodgers left Brooklyn to go out to L.A., people cried. They were literally crying. And as soon as the Dodgers left, they disowned them. They weren't friends. They no more friends with the Dodgers out in Los Angeles. But people cried when they left Brooklyn.
No, and it's understandable. I mean, it was the heart of the city. You know, that's where Jackie Robinson was. They'd won championships. It's understood, totally understood. So they probably switched over and became more Yankees fans. So I got to go to Fenway Park last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah, tell us.
There's all these hype things, and I don't want to sound like the say, oh, Fenway Park was great. Well, it was. It really was. Yeah, it's a beautiful old-fashioned park. It's not loud. You know, you can enjoy the game. There's a little bit of ocean breeze coming off. The food there is tremendous. I had a really great time.
And here's something.
And good games to cover there as well.
I was about to say, they still have a human being putting the numbers up. Every time somebody gets a hit or a run is scored, there's actually a human being back there changing the numbers on the board.
That's the story there with the green monster.
Yeah.
They got out there. Yeah, the big wall out there. You can see the arms of the boys or girls that are out there changing the cards and keeping track of the game. Not only the game that you're watching, but the games around the league. It's that part is all fun, but the fact just there's not a bad seat in the house. It's open air, so that means, you know, you're susceptible to rain. We had terrific weather, though.
Yeah.
We had terrific weather. But I would highly recommend it. An early evening game there. There's something different. At the end of the day, you end up focusing more on the game than necessarily, you know, people with T-shirt guns shooting into the audience. You know what I'm saying?
And by the way,